Hingham Station. Doors will open on the right.
Predicting the unpredictable is a very unscientific way of summing up what the enormous K supercomputer can do. But in a way, that is what it's aiming for.
What we are doing here is to explore the future so that we develop methods that are suitable to this supercomputer.
Dr. Takemasa Miyoshi is the group leader of the data assimilation team at the Riken Advanced Institute for Computational Science in Kobe. He says a large part of his work has to do with something called data assimilation.
So data assimilation is to combine the simulation with the real-world data. So the simulation represents the real world more precisely. So we simulate the weather at very high resolution. That's coming in the future. So we explore what kind of weather forecast that we can make in the future. So that type of research really requires a high-performance computation. So that's why we are here with that world-leading supercomputer.
November 2011, a Japanese supercomputer, the K computer, was crowned the world number one. Its calculation speed of 10 petaflops means that it's capable of 10 quadrillion computations per second.
The K computer is housed on a specially designed site spanning 2 hectares. To run, it needs around 20 megawatts of power. That's equivalent to the electricity usage of a small town. The whole thing is housed behind glass in its very own uniquely designed containers, which look a tiny bit like an art installation.
This staggering performance equates to that of hundreds of thousands of typical PCs combined. Such extraordinary power is opening up a whole new world of possibilities in science and technology. The K computer is truly an epic-making supercomputer.
Epic is the word. There are 864 computer racks and in excess of 200,000 cables. If unwound, they would stretch for 1,000 kilometres. The weight of the computer racks tops the scales at 1.5 tonnes.
There's a lot of fine and settled weather to be had. There are some islands of cloud, so it's not blue skies all the way by any means at all.
Kobe's Riken Institute recently played host to a conference on data assimilation, inviting scientists in various fields from around the world to share their knowledge about computer modelling and data assimilation. Professor Dr. Roland Protast was one of the delegates and spoke to me in between the conference talks. He's the director of data assimilation for the German Weather Centre and a professor at Reading University in the UK.
What you can predict, predictability depends on the scale, and it also depends, of course, on the system itself, on the particular event, on the variable. Do you want to predict rain or do you want to predict temperature? We are very good in temperature. We are less good in rain because there is a very nonlinear microphysics process in the background, for example. And so that it really depends. So there will be some things we can do very well, and there will be other things we can only do hours ahead of time when we have the right observations.
One of those things that is difficult to predict is tornadoes, one of Dr. Takemasa Miyoshi's big projects with the K computer.
We know that to predict tornadoes, for example, it's really short-lived phenomena, so the predictability is really limited. And Japan has developed new sensors to observe those the short time scale and small scale phenomena.
The computer is not just used for weather. It's been applied to industrial projects, medicine, the biosciences, environmental developments, and also to natural disasters.
This is our home, the Japanese archipelago. There are more tectonic plate boundaries here than anywhere on Earth. It is one of the world's most seismologically active areas. Unfortunately, today we are still unable to predict when earthquakes will occur.
Back in 1995, Kobe itself suffered an enormous earthquake, which has become known as the Great Hanshin earthquake. That quake caused the death of over 6,000 people, while the earthquake and tsunami, which hit Japan in 2011 and caused the Fukushima nuclear disaster, killed even more, with almost 16,000 confirmed deaths and several thousand still missing. Therefore, predicting potential damage from earthquakes and tsunamis and how to prevent their effects has been one of the big tasks of the computer. They do this using computer modelling techniques which deploy massive algorithms. Professor Potthast uses similar techniques to forecast weather for Germany and Europe.
The models are huge. I mean, you have 10 power 9, so 10 million degrees of freedom in your model. And the data is very tiny. An airplane measures just somewhere, and you can think of a flight path through the atmosphere. But you need values every 13 kilometers everywhere in 90 layers, so 70 kilometers high. You don't have this. So you are always with sparse data anyway. So we solve it by putting it into data assimilation cycles. This is why you need supercomputers and why the technique is really advanced.
In the year 2020, we will begin opening the door for the future.
Even though the K computer is powerful, plans are already underway to build a bigger computer, as Dr. Miyoshi explains.
The Riken AICS is planning the next generation of the K with Fujitsu, so that will be available, planned in 2021, 4 years from now. So we'll have more computer power in the future.
Like the site of the computer itself on an artificial island in Kobe's port, the computer brings together high-end technology and lofty aims in an effort to understand and change the world in which we live. One of the new computer's first tasks, for example, will be to count every single tree on our planet in order to assess environmental damage. And since there are more trees on Earth than there are stars in our own galaxy, it's a very good thing that the next generation supercomputer is slated to be 100 times faster than the K. Emma Wallace, DW, Kobe, Japan.